amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
How we love You, Lord Jesus. And we thank You for Your presence in our lives. We thank You that You go where we go and You are where we are. And we thank You that You know us intimately. We thank You that You're never discouraged with us and toss us aside. We thank You, Holy Spirit, that You teach us and bring Your word to our remembrance. We thank You. We thank You for Your sanctification work within us, O God. And we yield to You in a deeper level this night. We want to go higher and deeper in You. We don't want to stay where we are. We don't want to be lukewarm and spiritually schizophrenic. One foot in the spirit of this world and the other foot trying to be on holy ground. And then we wonder why we go into confusion. Sometimes we can't find our socks or our glasses because we're trying to live two lives. Oh God, take the Jacob out of us. Father, take the chaff out of us. We want to be full-grain wheat. We don't want to just like look like wheat from a distance, but we want to be the real thing. We don't want to be fool's gold, but we want to be 24 karat, fit for the master's use. Lord, we don't even want to deceive ourselves and fall into self-deception by doing religious things. But we really want to know You intimately and be known by You intimately. Father, as we enter this new year, oh God, we pray for breakthroughs in our lives. We want mental breakthroughs, oh God. We don't want to do same old, same old. And going around in circles, and who's going to deliver me from this circle of sin and death? Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. Set me free from this circle. I don't want to be like Pavlov's dog. I want to be preconditioned by the Holy Ghost to do the right thing, to say the right thing, to go to the right place at the right time with the right people. Oh God, I want to walk in a new power of discernment so that I can discern what is of You and what isn't of You. I don't want to settle for just good. I want to have best. I settle for so many things in my life, but I don't want to settle in my walk with You. So Father, where I'm blind, open up my eyes. Where I'm deceived, set me free. I don't even want to be self-deceived. I don't want to be deceived by others, by that which looks good, sounds good, but underneath it, Lord, it really isn't real. Something that looks shiny, I don't want to believe that it's gold or silver when it's a base metal. It'll be worn off in a week. You put that silver polish on there, ladies, and we know what happens, right? We find out it's only lacquer. And underneath that, a very, very thin coating. We want Your best in our lives. So, Father, we pray that You would deliver us in those areas that we don't even know we need deliverance from. That You would come with a surgery of the soul, with Your laser beam of love, and cut aside from us that which is cancerous in the body, in the soul, in the mind, and in the spirit. And Father, I'm not going to look to the right or to the left, and I'm not going to look at my own family, but Father, I just want to center on myself tonight and say, do a work in me. And I choose not to be afraid of the work that You're going to do in me. I'm going to choose to trust You as Abba Father, that You loved me. and you sent your Son to die for me. Father, you know the blocks in my head. You know the rejection and the pain that I have suffered. Father, I give that rejection to you this night because your word tells me I've been accepted in the Beloved. I want to feel your love, Lord. And I want to call you Abba, not just once a week, twice a week, but I want to know you 24 hours a day as Abba. I want to be changed. I want to be set free. I want to be healed. I don't want to just impress others. I don't even want to impress myself. For my days are few here, Lord, and I'm just passing through this place. My days are as grass. But your word tells me that I can know your goodness in the land of the living. And I want to change the world that I live in, the place where I live, the place where I work, the neighbors that I know. I do want to be a world changer and an earth shaker, but I can only do this by your Spirit. So, Lord, I ask you to come in a new dimension of your power and your anointing and heal me. Deliver me, free me, and make me whole. And I do not want to be afraid. I choose not to be afraid, but I choose to trust you, that you do love me. And even when things are dark and I don't understand what's going on in my life, and fear tries to come in, I'm going to believe that you're there because I have consecrated myself. I have offered my body as a living sacrifice unto you. And you who have given me all, you who have given me life, the who I am, the uniqueness, how can I do any less than give myself back to you as totally your child? Fit for the Master's use. So draw me to the deep waters. Draw me unto yourself, O God. And I hear you say, come away, beloved. So I choose to come away and walk in a new dimension of faith, power, love, and your anointing. A new place in you, not based on my ability, not based on my goodness, but on your grace and my yieldedness to you. For I would know you in a secret place, and I would call you away to myself. For there is much that I would share with you, and I would share my heart to you, and I would share my desires for you. But I call you out of this world, and I call you away to myself, that you might know my heart. For as your heart knows my heart, and we dance together in the fire of my love, we shall become one.
Presence as our hearts draw near as before.
For I would call you from the outer court, for those that have been outside sort of looking around, wondering really what's going on. There's so much confusion in the outer court, there's buying and selling. Two pigeons, one lamb. I bring you past the lamp. I call you up higher, come on. Bind the spirit of confusion and the spirit of this world and the fears and the terrors and the concerns and the burdens. Come in to the Holy of Holies. Come in past the outer gate, past the holy place. Come in. I have called you to be kings and priests. I've called you to rule and reign in this life. Which is leprous, and that which is moldy, and that which is tattered. Take off your outer garments. Be cleansed. Be cleansed through the blood. There is that which would hold on to you and pull you back. Strong cords. Cut them with the sword of the Spirit. Cut them. Break the chains. Break the fear of boredom. You will never be bored again. The fear of being bored with God. It doesn't happen. The fear of what'll I do? The fear of same old. Break that off in Jesus' name. Religion go. No more rote prayers. No more rote behavior. The river is rising. You to swim out and be not afraid of the unknown. Be not afraid of losing yourself, but for it is in me that you will find yourself. You will find who you are in me. So let the fear of loss of identity go. the loss of who I am. I am my father's son. I am my father's daughter. I am my father, my Abba. And he's calling me to himself. So therefore I shall leave father and mother and cleave only unto him. For he's also my bridegroom. So I leave the familiar and choose to trust the unfamiliar. Oh, Father, I want to do what you want me to do. I want to go where you want me to go. I want to say what you want me to say. And I want to be all you want me to be. For then I'll be truly free. And the fear of death is broken, for in you there is no death, there is only eternal life. Jesus, and take the coals from the altar and cleanse my mouth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing unto you, O God. For I desire to walk in truth. I desire to walk in integrity. That my words be sweet, O God, and not offend your ears. To walk in love as you are loved. Lord, your word tells me that love doesn't even notice when others do it wrong. And oh, how hard it is to get there, Lord. Not to notice, but that's my desire. To not be offended, oh God. So I lay down all my offenses, oh God. And I ask you to bless my enemies, oh God. And I choose to forgive, Lord. I choose to forgive. And forgive me for the resentments and angers and prejudices that I have held, oh God. Those things that are so contrary to who you are. Thank you. prejudice come down in my heart. Oh, Father, even with my brothers and sisters, Lord Jesus, and other churches and other ministries, oh God, forgive us for not loving each other, that we might be one body in you, Lord Jesus, in the unity of the Spirit, in the bond of peace, not compromising, oh God, but one in the Spirit, that we could say, Abba, Father, together. Father, we thank you for the mid-heaven over this area, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray for a clear heaven up to you, Lord Jesus, that every power and every principality would come down, Lord God. That your voice would radiate, Father, through the mid-heavens. That bondages would break. That kingdoms not of you would come down. That high places would be demolished. Didn't need a multitude. He only needed 12 people who were dedicated to him. We don't need a lot of people. He calls you and he calls me. And that's who I'm accountable for. I don't have to look around and say, gee, I wish there were more people here and I wish this and I wish that. We don't need a multitude. All we need is a group of people that are sold out for Jesus so we can change the world. We can change our world. We could have 5,000 people here and nothing could happen. God's not in numbers. But he can get numbers for just a couple of handfuls of people who really love him, who say, whatever you want, Jesus, that's what I want to do. Never diminish the one man. Never diminish the one woman. Because evil has won great victory through one person. How much more one person for the kingdom of God? How much more? That you're important to the Lord. You're important. You're important. You're important. See, until we see ourselves as God's man and God's woman, that God can use you and get past the feelings of inadequacy and insecurity and guilt and all those things that are from the powers of darkness or negative speech will never become who God has called us to be. But I have to look in his eyes, into my daddy's eyes, and see that he approves of me. He loves me. And when my daddy loves me, I can do anything. And he calls me to be something. I believe those words, and they become reality to me. Even when I don't even know how to do things, he's taught me how to do things. When I don't even know how to say things, he's taught me how to say them. Because I'm not looking at me. I'm not me-centered. I'm him-centered. And when I'm Christ-centered, that's when mountains move. I'm not looking at my littleness. I'm looking at his greatness. And he's a miracle working God who has never ever changed. As I trust him, I can walk in the high places. I can do things far beyond that which I ever expected I could do, because it's not me, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. To be recentered in my thinking, not me, him, the great I am, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the bright morning star, the lily of the valley, root of Jesse, seed of Abraham, faithful and true, the bridegroom of my soul, who's coming soon, either to take me or to come again. So I can look to him with no fear of failure, because all I have to do is be obedient. The results is up to my Father. The success is up to him. I'm only called to obedience, not success. And it will be successful, but it might not be the way I think. But that doesn't matter. I'm only interested in pleasing Abba. That's all I'm responsible for. And I'm only doing that out of a love relationship, not out of fear. But my desire is to him because his desire is to me. And as I desire to please him, he desires to me. To those that give mercy, he gives mercy back. To those that are loving, he gives love back. What a generator going. When I give, he gives. When I love, he loves. Whatever I give shall be measured back. Whether it's patience, kindness, time, he gives it back. In every area of our life. Father, I thank you that you are the gift giver. And that you give gifts to men. And it amazes me, Lord, that you trust us. You trust us. And your gift and call is without repentance. So whatever your gift is for me, I choose to receive it. And whatever the call is, I choose to receive the call in my life. And if it's a nation, Lord, give me the nations. If it's a particular nation, give me that particular nation. Whatever it is, Lord, impart to me that which you would have me do for the work of your kingdom, because I want to be an Abba pleaser. I've tried to please myself for years, and I've never accomplished that. But now I want to please you. I want to chase after you. And I don't want to be satisfied with crumbs, Lord. A crumb here and a crumb there, trying to get a little anointing here. Father, I want to live in that anointing. When I get up in the morning, when I go to bed, Lord, I want to feel your Holy Spirit over my bed. When I can't sleep, I want to feel your presence right there. When I'm having breakfast, I want to hear you there, Lord God. When I'm shopping, you're there. I don't have to get spiritual. More religious than spiritual, so that I'm worthy, but I'm constantly walking in that communion. And that's what he's calling me to, communion with him. As Adam walked in the garden, so he's calling us back to himself to walk in the garden. And oh, the wisdom that God gave Adam in the garden, and oh, the wisdom that he will give us, because he has all wisdom. In small things, in big things. And many times the small things in life are the big things. The small obediences are the big things. So never push aside a small thing God asks you to do, because we never know the repercussions of the small thing. And nothing to God is small, only to us. Right?
Well, I have sang this song probably hundreds of times, but never has the Lord ever told me what he was going to do with this one to this dimension. So be ready, Mary. We've sang, "I shall prepare my heart for you, Lord," for how many years? But what he told me was that when you sing this time, you're receiving your orders. That he was going to impart within you something entirely new and different. We originally were give me, Lord, but now it's not that. It's, "I shall prepare my heart, Lord." What he's going to do is give you the orders. He's going to give you and implant within you by the power of his Spirit what he's going to do with you, with your life during this season of time. That's it. Amen. It's time. It's time. And I shall prepare you my heart, and I shall prepare you my heart, and I shall prepare you my
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.